with you all day long. This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Well, it's supposed to let up, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Although it's continuing through the early afternoon, gusts up to 50 kilometers an hour. Did you guys hear it in your house overnight?
Yeah. I was sitting with the window open, and I had to close it because I was getting scared.
Yeah. The wind scared you.
It scared me.
I get it. All right. Yeah, lots of great things this weekend. Shout out to my friend Shelley, who's 60 years old today. We had a 60 birthday party for her on Friday night, which was a lot of fun. And then on Saturday night, we went out to Thoresby to visit for the first time my great nephew, Lane. He was just born. He is the cutest little guy. He's just a cute little gaffer. And
what is he, a month old?
Yeah, I guess he's about a month old. Yeah. Or so, right? Yeah, and so I'm waiting patiently for my chance to hold him. And everybody knows this about me. I am like, I love to hold babies. I love to hold them. And so I was waiting, and I was kept getting ripped off because there'd be another woman that would come into the room and grab him. And I was just like waiting for my turn. So I finally get my turn, and I'm holding him. And my daughter-in-law, well, she's very emotional. She starts to cry. I don't know why. And then my son-in-law starts to cry, too, when I'm holding the baby. And I'm like, well, what is going on? And they're like, well, because you've got a baby coming. Like, you've got a grandbaby coming. And they were imagining this all happening.
They're so looking at your future.
They're so soft.
They are so soft. So that was fine. And then I made everybody in the room gasp. You're not going to believe what I did. I can't believe it
did
myself.
Did you stick your finger in the kid's mouth?
Close. I kissed the baby on the top of the head.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody went, and I'm like, what? Like, what? We're not kissing babies. I guess we're not kissing.
It's a new world. You don't kiss the baby.
You do not kiss babies. So the mom, who I love dearly, Sarah, whispers to my daughter-in-law, I haven't even kissed him yet.
Oh, no!
For real?
Yes.
You know you're going to tell this kid the story as he gets older,
I'm like,
right?
She says, I haven't even kissed him yet. I'm like, oh, no. What have I done? So
stop kissing random things.
It's not exactly random.
I cannot help myself. When I hold a baby, I have to kiss it. I have to kiss it. So now I've got, we've got a grandchild coming in August. I'm going to have to go to some deprogramming school because things are just different than they once were. We used to kiss babies. I swear we did. And I understand.
He used to do a lot of things. Probably maybe weren't the best.
I think it's family dependent.
Yeah.
You know, like, you should probably confirm before lips touch child.
Yeah. And it was just right on the top of the head, but I'm like,
right in the soft spot?
Yeah.
It's hard not to. I get it.
It's impossible. It's
well,
not hard.
Well, it's not impossible.
I apologized, but I felt so bad. And then all the way home, that's all they wanted to talk about was...
Really?
Dad, you got to stop doing that kind of stuff. But
and then you kiss everybody goodnight.
And for those that don't know, it's just because of colds and...
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
RSV and babies' immune systems are so fragile.
It makes sense.
Yeah. You just want to give him the best shot at being healthy.
Yeah.
In the same sense, either, if it was my kid, I wouldn't be too worried about it.
No?
No. My wife, on the other hand.
I was going to say,
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Oh, man. This is exciting.
Jack.
The one and only Jack Michaels is with us. Welcome to the show, Jack.
Ready as I'm going to be. You know what? I was brought on to close not only the show, but your career, Chris. So we got to go. What do we got? Another month and a half? So the playoff run has to extend at least that far, because what I'm looking forward to is not only saying goodbye to you, but meeting your replacement. So we got to go, you know, we got to go a while.
I got some bad news. He's only got 3 weeks left.
Oh, all right. Well,
his replacements are in the room, too.
We'll get it there. Hey, you know what? We've got a chance. We've got a chance to do something that has not happened since the beginning of his career. Does anyone have any idea what that might be?
Number one in ratings.
That's not going to happen. That's impossible.
You know what? We should switch places. She's better at this segment than I am.
She is.
May 1990, the last time the Oilers won a game one at home.
Oh, geez.
How's that? What were you doing in May 1990? Chris, you were dropping out of high school, I believe.
No, you know what? I was at the radio station at that time in May 1990. So did they play the Jets? Was it the Jets?
The last home victory, they did play the Jets, and that would have been the first round series.
Yeah, it was.
But they lost game one. The game one that they won was in the conference final over Chicago. Because they were down 3-1 to the Jets.
They were. I was at the game when they were down 3-1 in the series, 3-1 in the game. The late Dale Howardchuk, had a breakaway against Bill Radford. Bill Radford made the save. It would have been 4-1. The series would have been over. The Oilers would not have won the Cup. They turned it around, and they went. And as you say, then they beat Chicago in the first game. That was the last time they won a first game. That's crazy.
That was the last time they won a first game at home. Now, right. The only time in the McDavid era that they won a game one, they lost the series. That was when they won the first two against Anaheim. So, L.A., it's the third consecutive year. So if you're wondering, are we in reruns? Yes, I suppose we are. But, I was talking to Darnell Nurse yesterday. He's like, the one thing we want to change this year is we want to flip the script a little bit and not give a reason for L.A. to hang around or a reason for L.A. to believe that this might be their year. And right. that's really what's at stake tonight. I think Edmonton is in a great position. They've earned a home ice in this series. They've been, on balance, the best team in the league since the first months of the season by a long shot. I mean, they really turned it around at American Thanksgiving. So they've been the best team. They're a better team than Los Angeles. They're deeper than they were a year ago. And I think this year, unlike previous seasons, you can say unequivocally that Edmonton has the advantage in net as well with the kind of season Stuart Skinner has had. Having said that, L.A. is going to try to play a low-scoring game. They're going to try to do what they've done the previous two postseasons, is win four games by a score of 2-1. I mean, that's what L.A. is going to do. For Edmontonians going to the game tonight, the Kings are going to try to dumb this one down. They're going to try to take down the entertainment value. It's incumbent upon the Oilers, to play to their strengths and not Los Angeles's. There's not going to be as many opportunities as there are typically in an NHL game, not when you're playing that 1-3-1 trap sort of system. But Edmonton has proven in each of the last two postseasons that they ultimately can break that down. So patience will be a virtue tonight, my friends.
All right. Really quickly, everybody's talking after last night's games about how loud it was in Winnipeg and how loud it was in Vancouver. We know,
we know
where the loudest fans are. We know what's going to happen tonight.
Yeah, no. I mean, that's the one thing about Rogers' place in the postseason. I mean, it's just an electric atmosphere. And not just at game time. I mean, that plaza is going to be packed 2 hours before the game. We're supposed to get some really good weather this week. It's going to be phenomenal. And inside, again, I've told you this before on this show. I mean, my eardrums hurt.
Yes.
It is a phenomenal place, and Rogers Place for a new arena in particular. They build it so the acoustics are outstanding in that building. It really holds in the noise. It's going to be so much fun. And, no one. I mean, come on. Winnipeg, Vancouver, please. Yeah. This is Edmonton. We're going to find out what a home ice advantage is all about tonight. It's a great atmosphere. Again, the Oilers this has been a bugaboo, and it's one of the hurdles they're going to have to cross. It's hard to win the Stanley Cup. You can't keep losing game one. This will be a good test tonight for Edmonton to start the series and establish a certain degree of control, because they're the better team. So don't let the underdog hang around.
All right, you got us motivated.
Good advice.
You got us motivated. Thank you so much, Jack, and we look forward to talking to you on Wednesday, all right?
And Chris, no matter all the chirps I'm going to give you the next 3 weeks, let me just put this at the beginning so I can continue to give it to you for the next 3 weeks.
Yeah.
We are going to miss you, no matter what Jax has told me behind you.
Yeah, that's what we're sticking with.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
All right, it's time for Quick Draw. We got Monica and Clayton playing the game. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
I'm
hoping for Bigler's win tonight.
Okay, good. I was going to ask, Clayton, score tonight, what's going to be?
Ooh, well, Jack said, what did he say it's going to be, 2-1?
Well, he says that's...
I'm hoping it's going to be like 4-zip oil.
All right, 4-zip. What do you think, Monica?
I'm going to say 3-1 oil.
All right.
Okay. I mean, at least you guys have them winning.
I like you both.
One of you is going to be winning tickets to see Miranda Lambert in Calgary, the Calgary Stampede on July 12th, as a matter of fact. Blurt out your answers as soon as they come to your mind. It's a best of five. So first one of three is going to win. Ready to go?
Yep.
All right. A television show that starts with the letter N.
News.
Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome to news.
Monica, you got that one.
Okay.
News.
All right, here we go. Question number two. Something in your backyard that starts with a letter W.
Wagon.
Watering can.
Clayton, you got me just a little quicker.
That's okay. We see people come back all the time, okay? A fairy tale character that starts with a letter R.
Rapunzel.
Rapunzel.
Oh, my gosh. Clayton. He did it. Clayton, you're on the board.
Climbed out of the basement.
Okay. A liquid that starts with a letter L.
Liquor.
Oh, here we go.
Okay. It's a game now.
Okay. Something you wear that starts with a letter J.
Jacket.
I think I heard Clayton.
I think I heard Clayton as well.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
All the way back. Clayton. Whoa.
Congratulations. Grab your jacket and your liquor. You're going to Miranda Lambert.
Nice. Yeah.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
I think the, the key to the world being a better place is people having self-reflection and can realize who they are and what they are. And I would suggest that I'm not a very fun person to be around during a hockey game.
Oh, I'm like, where are you going with this?
I wish I was. I wish I was.
Like, are you super serious?
I'm super serious. Like, I am super serious.
And no talking?
No talking. Yeah, which, I mean, I'm a talker, but yeah, no talking.
Some people fit the mood of the venue or the place that they're watching a game.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, like, if you're at home and you're into the game, you can get intense, you could swear at the TV, that kind of thing.
Right.
But maybe you go out to a bar with a group of friends and you can kind of dial that back.
Yeah.
And enjoy the social aspect of it.
Yeah.
Not my friend Chris.
Mm-mm.
What are you going to do at the game tonight, though?
Sit quietly and scream if they score and sigh if they...
I go crazy when they score, and I go crazy for great moments and stuff like that, but I'm going with my son-in-law, and...
He's a chatter.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
We've gone before together, and we have an okay time together.
But playoffs?
Okay time? You didn't really sell it.
Playoffs is a whole different game.
It is.
Because he's going to want to get up and get one of his fancy beers, and then he's going to want popcorn.
Yeah.
Probably a slice of pizza.
Yeah. Hot dog.
Yeah. Ice cream cone.
Yeah, he'll be one of those guys that, halfway through the second will go, I'm just going to go out to the bathroom. I'll be like, where are you going? Like, what are you doing? So, yeah, I wish I was better. I think... I don't know. I don't think there's...
Do you want to try and be better? you could just give up, or you could try.
Do you have people in your life that are just no fun to be around when the games are on? Like, am I the only one? I wonder.
I've only experienced this once, and it was with our cohort in Calgary, Greg Reynolds.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He came to my house for Super Bowl.
Right.
And, like, it was a social event.
There was lots
of people there.
It's a Super Bowl party.
And none of his teams were playing.
Yeah.
And he just sat there and screamed at the TV while everybody else was having a good time.
His teams weren't even in it?
No.
Oh, that's
next. He was just too
level
into the game. It was the one where Atlanta lost that huge lead to Tom Brady.
Yes, yes.
And,
yes,
like,
yes.
He hates Tom Brady. So do I.
Right.
So, like, watching that was tough.
Right.
But, yeah. Jack's the kind of guest you want at a party. I can't believe I'm giving her a compliment.
I know. Go on.
Because you're not going to pay attention to the game.
She does not care. No.
Absolutely not.
No.
Well, I will, like, check in.
Oh, yeah. I'll glance here and there.
And see what's happening.
If Jack and I went to a game together, that would be the only time you'd see us fight.
That's very fight. True.
She'd just go on her phone.
Yeah, I would just go to another person.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast. Chris, Jack, and Matt.
Yeah, talking about my obsession with watching hockey and me not being that much fun to be around. I know it, and I wish I was more fun, but I can't be. I just can't
confused.
Be. Yeah.
Very serious watcher, but you're not alone. This text says, I am with Chris. Rider football is a religion in my house. I don't often invite people over to watch as they just talk during the game. If you want to visit, go somewhere else. P.S. This is our year for sure.
there's nothing better than a social setting for a sporting event. It lowers my anxiety when I'm around others. Like, and I get to talk to my friends and also enjoy the game. Doesn't mean I'm less of a fan, right, Chris?
I'm not saying you're less of a fan, but that sounds terrible.
Jessica texts in and says, "Oh, Chris, I'm very much like you. I don't like watching the game with others, and my husband typically has a friend that he can go visit on those nights. I just want to watch the game and take it all in. A lot of time, if I have people over when the game is on, I watch it on Sportsnet later in the evening once everyone's gone."
Wow. There's dozens of you.
These are my people.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Playoffs.
We're giddy.
That's the elephant in the room. We are so excited about that. Matt, you were mentioning Red Lobster.
Yes. While I was doing my research in the bathroom.
Yes.
There was a story that Red Lobster is potentially filing for bankruptcy.
Right.
Now, they closed a bunch of stores last year, but this year, it's gotten so bad due to the endless shrimp.
Right.
That they've lost $11 million and might have to file for bankruptcy.
Well, because I'm sure everything's costing more for them, right?
Yes.
And so now.
And this is an annual thing, right? Like endless shrimp days and Red Lobster. Like,
people go to Red Lobster for this.
Yeah. So they like. Buckets of shrimp, please.
Right.
And like, shrimp, yeah, expensive.
Sure.
So I get the losing a lot of money. But it brings up the question.
Yeah.
Have you ever abused an endless situation?
Right.
Like, not just food, but say there's a store where you get a lifetime supply and you go every other week to get that thing.
Well, you probably just want to test if they're for real or not. I mean, talking to a friend.
Jack is living this situation. She carves out a portion of a day once a week to go to a certain place and abuse this.
I'm not abusing it. They said it was a lifetime supply.
You know what? That's their fault.
Let's not talk about that anymore.
Yeah.
There's two Nizza Pizzas in Sherwood Park.
Right.
When the one on Sherwood Drive first opened, they used to have endless pizza.
Okay.
Wow.
For like $12.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And so we would go there a couple days before a football game. There'd be three or four of us high school football players.
Oh, my gosh. You guys, you would eat so much.
Oh, we ended that quickly. It was painted on the wall. Their menu, I saw the white mark. They literally
painted over. Not you guys again. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was thinking about it. I don't know if there is. I mean, anytime I go to a buffet, I'm definitely abusing the situation. Right?
But not really, because you stick to the cheap stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? Like they say, all the expensive stuff's at the other end of the buffet, where you not where you start, but where you end.
Oh, okay. Like the meat and stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Chris is just like, oh, look, rice.
Salad.
Rice ain't that expensive, bro. Have a lot of it.
Chicken balls that don't really have chicken in them, right?
It's mostly dough.
So good. What about like free refills? You probably go for that a few times.
Free refills?
You know how much pop you'd have to drink to get your money's worth?
Yeah, so much.
Like, oh, an absurd amount.
Yeah. You're right, though. Free refills. I would definitely do that. Take advantage of that for sure.
Do you feel like a bad guy sometimes when you're at a place for free refills? Like you slam your first cup and then you stick it in there again?
I usually just keep my straw in there and just
keep going.
As I'm sucking it as I'm filling it, right?
Okay. Seems wasteful. Good for you.
We'll watch out for you.
780-421-1039 is always the number to call or text. Matt, just Oilers in action tonight, of course.
Playoffs. We're giddy.
That's the elephant in the room. We are so excited about that. Matt, you were mentioning Red Lobster.
Yes. While I was doing my research in the bathroom.
Yes.
There was a story that Red Lobster is potentially filing for bankruptcy.
Right.
Now, they closed a bunch of stores last year, but this year, it's gotten so bad due to the endless shrimp.
Right.
That they've lost $11 million and might have to file for bankruptcy.
Well, because I'm sure everything's costing more for them, right?
Yes.
And so now.
And this is an annual thing, right? Like endless shrimp days and Red Lobster.
Like people go to Red Lobster for this.
Yeah. So they like. Buckets of shrimp, please.
Right.
And like, shrimp, yeah, expensive.
Sure.
So I get the losing a lot of money. But it brings up the question.
Yeah.
Have you ever abused an endless situation?
Right.
Like, not just food, but say there's a store where you get a lifetime supply and you go every other week to get that thing.
Well, you probably just want to test if they're for real or not. I mean, talking to a friend.
Jack is living this situation. She carves out a portion of a day once a week to go to a certain place and abuse this.
I'm not abusing it. They said it was a lifetime supply.
You know what? That's their fault.
Let's not talk about that anymore.
There's two Nizza pizzas in Sherwood Park.
Right.
When the one on Sherwood Drive first opened, they used to have endless pizza.
Okay.
Wow.
For like $12.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And so we would go there a couple days before a football game. There'd be three or four of us high school football players.
Oh, my gosh. You guys, you would eat so much.
Oh, and we ended that quickly. It was painted on the wall. Their menu, I saw the white mark. They literally
painted it over. Not you guys again. Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I was thinking about it. I don't know if there is. I mean, anytime I go to a buffet, I'm definitely abusing the situation. Right?
Not really, because you stick to the cheap stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? Like they say, all the expensive stuff's at the other end of the buffet, where you not where you start, but where you end.
Oh, okay. Like the meat and stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Chris is just like, oh, look, rice.
Salad.
Rice ain't that expensive, bro. Have a lot of it.
Chicken balls that don't really have chicken in them, right?
It's mostly dough.
So good. What about like free refills? You probably go for that a few times.
Free refills?
You know how much pop you'd have to drink to get your money's worth?
Yeah, so much.
an absurd amount.
Yeah. You're right, though. Free refills. I would definitely do that. Take advantage of that for sure.
Do you feel like a bad guy sometimes when you're at a place for free refills? Like you slam your first cup and then you stick it in there again?
I usually just keep my straw in there and just
keep going.
As I'm sucking it as I'm filling it, right?
Okay. Seems wasteful. Good for you.
We'll watch out for you.
780-421-1039 is always the number to call or text.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Yeah, small town something. There is High Valley Kissin' in the Morning with Chris, Jack, and Matt. It's 8:33. Oilers in action tonight. First game of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Again, for us anyway, there's been every home team has won so far in the playoffs. They started on Saturday, so we're the home team tonight. So hopefully that continues. We'll see where that goes. But right now, speaking of winning...
Kissin' Country presents... Don't Blow It for Everyone!
Yeah! All right, Don't Blow It for Everyone. We've got Teresa, Dino, and Ben playing the big game today. Jack, what's up for grabs?
We have got a pair of weekend passes to the Big Valley Jamboree. If all three of you get your answers correct, you're all going to the BBJ with a friend. If one of you blows it, you'll blow it for everyone.
Okay. Hey, Teresa.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good.
That's good.
Good.
You are in first, so you get the first question. They're true or false, so you got a 50-50 shot no matter what. And again, you're not just playing for yourself, but you're playing for Dino and Ben as well, who are patiently on the side right now, just hoping you can answer this question. Are you ready to go?
Yeah.
All right. Like we say all the time, listen carefully, because sometimes Jack can be sneaky.
Mm-hmm. All right, Teresa, true or false? The Edmonton Oilers play the Calgary Flames tonight in Game 1 of the Stanley Cup playoffs.
False.
False, of
course.
That's
right. They're playing LA.
Attention to detail.
Okay. All right.
You're good.
You don't have to worry anymore. You got a check mark beside your name. Hey, Dino.
Yes, sir.
How do you feel?
Well, I'm hoping the next one's just as easy as that one.
Okay.
Well, we'll see.
All right. Go ahead, Jack.
All right. True or false? Lainey Wilson will be a headliner at this year's Big Valley Jamboree.
I'm going to say true.
It is. Good job.
I can't wait.
I bet you can't.
For her musical performance.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Hey, Ben.
Hello.
It's up to you, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
How do you feel?
Nervous but confident.
Okay, I like that.
Honest.
Nervous and confident.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, Jack.
All right, Ben, true or false? Today is Earth Day.
True?
Oh, there's that nervous but confident. You're right. Congratulations, guys. You're all going to the Big Valley Jamboree.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Ben, did you have any idea it was Earth Day?
I did not until I just said true.
Now you do.
Lucky, lucky, lucky. Congratulations, guys. We'll play again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 on Kissin' Country 103.9.